$300,000 grant to help rural communities, a charging station celebration, and SOAR is flying high. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. We take an in-depth look at what's happening on campus. Well, Tennessee Tech's Center for Rural Innovation received a big financial boost in the amount of $300,000 from a CARES Act grant through the Federal Economic Development Administration. This grant will establish the TCRI CARES Project, which will respond to economic injury as a result of the coronavirus in the rural Upper Cumberland region of Tennessee. To tell us more about the grant and how Tennessee Tech was able to land it is Michael Akins, the TCRI CARES Director and Principal Investigator of the project. So, Michael, how did this grant come about?
What we got is a CARES Act grant. So as you know, many of you all know, we run the Center for Rural Innovation. That is a university center program through the Economic Development Administration, or as we call it, the EDA. When we went into lockdown, we got a solicitation notice from the EDA indicating that a portion of the CARES Act money would be appropriated to the University Center program. So by having a University Center, Tennessee Tech was put into the running to be able to apply for this. So subsequently, we wrote a grant proposal, and we basically told the EDA, here's how we would spend the money if we were to get it. And the EDA found it very favorable. And as of last week, they put out a press release announcing nationally that we had gotten this grant, along with several other university centers. And so now we're in the position of really implementing that. We will get the money in the next coming week. So the way that a grant works is that we will essentially bill for activity. And we have $300,000 that we can bill over the next 24 months. So basically $150,000 per year. And the money is going to do several things. So first and foremost, we are going to hire a full-time temporary person for 24 months that will coordinate all of these activities and work directly with me, of course, as the principal investigator. And then one of the things I'm most excited about is that we were able to earmark a certain amount of funds that we're going to be able to pay WCTE and PBS to produce a monthly profile television show. Right before this interview, I just got off the phone with Becky Magura. She's the president and CEO of WCTE, and we were basically brainstorming what would this show look like. So what we're working with right now is it's going to be kind of a video magazine or profiles style of show, and what we'll do is we will profile business leaders, community leaders, and we're going to, being as this money is from the CARES Act, we're of course going to weave the message of survival and thriving through the pandemic and beyond into everything. So essentially, business leaders will come on here, community leaders, and they'll talk about, here are ways that businesses can help survive. Here are basically what we're wanting it to do is be a very positive experience for everybody that's watching it, whether it be a business owner. We're also targeting just people in the community because it's not just about businesses. This is a community-wide comprehensive effort to really tackle and survive throughout COVID. The other things that the money will go for, I'm also equally excited about, is that it will support at least 20 student internships. And we are going to be pulling student interns from all 9 colleges. So we will have communication students that will help WCT write and edit the show. We will have art students that can help with our marketing, because in addition to the show and the position, what we're really going to do, the whole idea of this grant, is that we're going to provide technical assistance to at least 200 small businesses. So we need to get the word out that the resources are in place, that the businesses can come and use these resources. So we'll have art students, College of Business students helping with the marketing aspect. I have envisionments where we can get nursing students involved. This is going to be a comprehensive university approach to help the community, collaborate with the community to really, survive and thrive throughout this thing.
Speaking of surviving and thriving, how has Rural Reimagined survived through the pandemic?
Well, I tell you, Rural Reimagined, which of course this CARES Act grant and the Center for Rural Innovation, we're connected at the hip with Rural Reimagined. And I can tell you, there has been a lot of there's been a lot of activity with Rural Reimagined. So some of the highlights that we have right now are over the summer, of course, you know, there's less students here, but being as we've been kind of forced to communicate virtually, we have been able to keep contact with our students and our student leaders throughout the pandemic over the summer. So we've actually had more student involvement this summer, I think, than we've ever had. And some of the main highlights that are really coming out of that is that we are strengthening our club. We have some of our student leaders in the club have actually started a Rural Reimagined Ambassadors program, and they're going to be piloting and launching that in the fall. Basically, we're going to be pulling from all colleges where a nursing student, a business student, whatever particular type of student will be a leader and take ownership of Rural Reimagined in their college, but also be working with the community to develop service projects. And we're also significantly embellishing the Rural Reimagined website. So we are, one of the things I'm really excited about is for faculty, we're going to provide all these different resources. We're basically aggregating and collecting sources of secondary information and data that typically a faculty member is going to want to go out and find for when they're writing rural-based grants. So we're aggregating all that onto our faculty webpage. We're also building a student-centric webpage that talks all about the student club, about the ambassadors, the upcoming events that they can get involved, and basically help the student navigate, and faculty to navigate through all the resources that we have available and how they can get involved and take Rural Reimagined, you know, to the next level. We're also building a community-centric page that will help businesses navigate all the COVID resources, all the rural assistance resources that we provide. So those are just a few of the great things that are coming out with Rural Reimagined. So come this fall, we're really, you know, we're really grabbing it by the horns and taking it to levels that we've never seen before.
Is there anything else you want to add?
At this moment, I don't think so. I think really what I would say is that Tennessee Tech, Center for Rural Innovation, Rural Reimagined, and now the TCRI Cares, I think is one more example of how Tennessee Tech literally cares about our community, and we want to work collaboratively with the business members of the Upper Cumberland, the legislative members, the community leaders. If you're listening to this, please reach out to us. We would love to involve you in the show. We'd love to involve you in Rural Reimagined. So reach out to us, let us know, and we can certainly get you involved.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about electric vehicle charging stations. Stay with us.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today, the first phase of a unique research project that focuses on electric vehicles in rural communities is underway. Earlier this week, there was a celebration of sorts where the first EV charging station for the project was unveiled on campus. The project is being conducted by Tennessee Tech and funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. President Phil Oldham was on hand to elaborate the importance and significance of the project.
This is a great day for Tennessee Tech and the Upper Cumberland. It's a great opportunity for Tennessee Tech to really showcase, demonstrate, assist rural communities surrounding Cookeville in how electric vehicles can actually be part of their communities. We often think about electric vehicles being relegated to urban areas, short driving distances, but the technology is improving significantly, and we believe with our assistance we can actually demonstrate in these rural communities how the potential for electric vehicles is really significant. And so our College of Engineering is leading this project, doing a fantastic job. We got great partners in electric power industry, and in the Upper Cumberland Development District as a partner as well, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy. So a lot of great partners have come around to doing this. Nissan is supplying equipment, testing vehicles. So gives people a chance if they're curious about electric vehicles, they've never been in one, they've never driven one, it gives them a chance to see what one's like. And it's on their home turf. so to speak, not just at a dealership, but what's it like driving an electric vehicle in Gainesboro or Salina or Byrdstown? And that's what we intend to do. It's a great project. It's a great part of our Rural Reimagined, reaching out to rural communities in the Upper Cumberland. What does the future of rural communities look like? And we think electric vehicles play a part in that. So it's a good day.
Mechanical Engineering Assistant Professor Pingan Chin and his team have been working on the project, which includes more charging stations being built around the Upper Cumberland.
The charging stations is arguably one of the most critical element in the electric vehicle ecosystem. So the charging stations we built today will potentially enable more EV users or whoever willing to adopt EV to purchase the EV and put it in use in our rural community. And just notice that this is just one of the 9 charging stations we are building. We are building 8 level 2 charging stations in more remote counties in Upper Cumberland region. And we are forming a very comprehensive charging station network so that the charging station network, once it's established, it will support a large scale of electric vehicles in the rural community. And with these particular fast charging stations will allow the EV users to quickly charge their vehicles and significantly increase the convenience when they are using the electric vehicle, when they need the EV to be charged in a more urgent way.
Tennessee Tech has some great partners to work with on the project.
This is a big team with many stakeholders, as I mentioned. The partnership with Nissan North America, with East Tennessee Clean Fuel Coalition, with 7 states, with our local transit providers like Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency and many other partners can make this project happen. This is a team that needs expertise from various areas, charging station network development, publicity and outreach and education. And the key partner like Tennessee Tech to analyze the electric vehicle operation data and then disseminate the research findings to the general public to make them make informed decision when adopting the EV. That is key. This is a truly, truly teamwork for making a big impact in this rural community.
College of Engineering's Mohan Rayo is very proud of the work being done by Chin and his team.
I think I must congratulate Dr. Chin here. He did a really incredible job putting the team together for this project. The DOE projects, of course, they're very competitive. They're not easy to get. So I think he and another faculty, Dr. Canfield, Steve Canfield from our department, they had this idea. Originally, they had a vision to make this happen. And they went after that. They wrote the proposal, got the team together. And it took a lot of effort on their part, really, hours and hours working on this. And here is the result of that, the success. And they also, you know, there's a follow-up project that we, that in the final stages of getting awarded from DOE for similar thing for freight trucks. Mm-hmm. So this is just the beginning, I think. So we're going to be doing some great, exciting things. And we in the mechanical engineering department are very, very proud of Dr. Chin and all his accomplishments, and we have received, of course, our support from everybody in the university.
And for this to be at Tennessee Tech, I mean, this is pretty rare to the state of Tennessee.
This is one of a kind, very unique, because that is why DOE recognized that, you know, so because they get hundreds of proposals. Mm-hmm. So they saw the value. It's a very niche project in terms of for the rural areas, Upper Cumberland rural areas.
Yeah.
So that's why ours was rated very high and got funded.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be time to soar. Stay with us.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back. back to Tennessee Tech Today. Tennessee Tech's Student Orientation, Advisement, and Registration, also known as SOAR, is off to a good start. During the first six sessions, more than 1,200 incoming freshmen and guests have attended the program that helps them finalize enrollment for fall 2020. Among those coming to campus for SOAR was Haley Jennings, a recent graduate of Upperman High School, and her mother, Natalie. So, Haley, was SOAR all that you expected?
Well, it was actually a lot more than I expected. I was very surprised that they still had everything going on that was there. We wished it was 2 days, so it could have been, you know, broke up and we might have seen a little more. But, you know, with the conditions, we knew that that was all they could do. So, but no, I was happy with it. There was a lot of cool stuff that I learned that I didn't know about campus and stuff like that. So,
did you have any problems wearing a mask?
Not really. I mean, all day kind of, but I have to wear it for work and stuff, so it's something that I kind of get used to.
With all the safety protocols in place, did you feel safe while you were on campus?
I thought it was extremely safe. I thought it was very well prepared. There was signage up before you went into every building that, hey, this is a mask location. There was signage on the floor to maintain distance 6 feet apart. There were sanitizing stations everywhere. At check-in, everyone was given their own individual hand sanitizer, and I thought that was very cool. So I felt very at ease. Even if you went into an auditorium, you were escorted to seats that were already predetermined and spaced out. And if you were in locations that had individual seating, those were already spaced out. So I felt very safe and very comfortable.
After going to SOAR, do you look forward to coming back to campus this fall?
Yeah, I am. I think I'm really going to enjoy campus, especially since with my dual enrollment credits that I already had, I'll be able to, with nursing, I'll be able to apply to the upper division early. So I'll only be taking like one semester of classes and then I'll apply to upper division. So there'll be a lot of neat things that I'll get to start out doing basically when I start there on campus. But I'm really excited to get back to campus.
So you're majoring in nursing?
I am. I'm going for a pediatric nurse practitioner. So
what stood out the most to you during SOAR?
I really liked how it was more personal, especially I know since the groups were broke down, but my group only had like 10 people in it. So you got to know everybody and you got to know like your SOA, and I loved mine. She was super sweet. But I liked how it was real personal and stuff like that with the smaller groups. And so that's one thing that I'm really going to like. I feel like that was a good first impression about Tech. So,
as a mom, Natalie, what did you like about SOAR?
I would just say that I was very impressed with all of the different sessions that they had. I thought they covered almost every detail that you could think of in the very beginning for a new student. I liked how they, some sessions were with the student, some sessions were without the student. And I mean, they thought of everything from, you know, even down to the details of, you know, parking and, you know, things as far as even the health services that they had, financial aid. It was very detailed, very broken down. And, you know, it even got into, you know, as parents, making sure, helping them to make sure they're career ready, not only just getting the degree, but, you know, actually doing something with it afterwards. So I was really impressed with that. And I will say that I absolutely love the tour of the new recreation center. That was amazing. And that is a really great facility there.
Thank you both for being with us. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.